Marlene, we are here on stage at the conclusion of this 85th state FFA convention. It was 10 years ago. You were also on this stage, but in a little different capacity.
Yes, 10 years ago, I had the pleasure of serving as the state FFA president for what was the 75th FFA convention, and what a very memorable experience that was with the officer team that I got to serve with.
So when you look back over those years that you've been involved with the FFA, is it still paying dividends?
Absolutely. I mean, I think back to the time when I was a member at Corey Rawson High School in Northwest Ohio and the people that influenced me there. And then, of course, my years as a state officer, and I had the pleasure of working with Dr. Steve Gratz in that capacity. And just the experiences and the people that you got to work with have absolutely made a tremendous impact on my life in the last 10 years.
Has this convention changed?
The convention has certainly changed some. The mechanics, of course, we think about all the audiovisual technology changes that we've had, and some programmatic changes, too, that have been added in things. But the nice thing is that the central theme is still the same, and how can we engage students, recognize their achievements, and all the things that happen around that always come back to that singular purpose.
You come back and volunteer and help out with this convention year after year. You help these FFA officers throughout the year. Why do you do that?
Well, like many other people who have been FFA members or state officers, you know, you can't really give back to the people that helped you along the way, but you can pay it forward. And so being involved is just one of those ways to help, again, influence young people in a way that people were there for you when you were an FFA member and growing the next generations of agriculturalists.
So what goes through your mind as a past state president when you're standing backstage, you see these officers on stage going through the ceremonies, you see the new officers being elected and running on stage? What goes through your mind?
Well, of course, you know, you remember what that felt like when your name was called or when you got to serve as a convention. And, you know, and honestly, I don't get to know these students all that well, you know, so far removed from that. But you just feel so proud of all the young people as they come across the stage earning their state degree, winning proficiency awards. And you just feel really proud of all the accomplishments that our organization continues to have in its membership throughout the years.
So share with us what went through your mind the night you were elected state president.
Wow, excitement, maybe a little fear even, and an anxiety and nervousness about what was to come, but just being so humbled and honored with the opportunity that was going to lie ahead for that year in terms of both working with the other 15 people that were elected on the officer team and then also serving all the thousands of FFA members in Ohio and being so excited. And of course, at the end of that year, you know, you could look back and say what a wonderful time you had had accomplishing that purpose.
For those younger FFA members that were here in Columbus for this 85th state convention, what do you hope they will be taking back to their home chapters?
Well, you know, a number of things. We've got great motivational speakers, and so they can get excited about things they're doing in their chapter. But just seeing all the members, probably older than them, that are being recognized on the stage and things that they can aspire to and look at things that they can get involved in and the goals that they hope to achieve and set for themselves so they see themselves on this stage a few years from now.